who are you going to help us to catch?
All the people.
My papa, Mr. Williams.
They work with the social services.
And what did they do to you?
They touched me.
They have plastic
coins.
And they stick it in
their bottom. Who does? Who sticks it in your bottom?
Social services. Everybody
Ella,
does.
All of them.
Who?
Everybody.
Does your mother do it?
No.
Do I do it?
No.
Who does it then?
Big church, and we use it for sex, eating baby, drinking baby's blood. We sacrifice the baby. We do sex to the babies. We throw them when we're dancing with the skulls after the babies are dead.
What skulls?
The baby skulls. From before. We put it on.
Where did the baby skulls come from?
They come from the baby,
and we dance with the skulls.
You what?
We dance with the skulls in the church.
What skulls?
Skulls of the baby.
Pardon?
The skulls
of the baby.
You dance with the baby skull?
Yes.
And who kills the baby?
Papa, me, Elisa.
Who kills the babies?
Papa.
And what, he gets you to help him?
Yes.
Shoot. And what did the police say to you that you'd been accused of?
They'd said, I'm okay with what they said. It's more that it had come from my children. They'd said I'm the leader of a satanic sex cult, paedophile ring, and there's 100+. Involvement in this, including CathCast, the police, social services, the school, and I'm the leader of this. And I'm sat across, and they're recording this, and I'm sat across from the table from the police officer asking the questions. And I don't know how to answer that.
So he tells us to hold the hand in an eye, and then he holds his hand on our hand, so then he cuts the baby's head off. And he tips it upside down, and then we drain the blood.
And then what do they do?
And then we drink cookies, and then we drink the blood, and then after we
my tell me some. Tell me more people. Tell me some more people, because I'm interested.
Parents, police.
What about the teachers at school? Who's the main one?
Of course, like.
Who's Mrs. Forsdyke?
She's the head teacher. Head teacher of our school.
First of all, just tell me your name. Tell me what you do.
My name's Katie Forsdyke, and I'm the head teacher at Christchurch Primary School.
So we've just come out of court, and the judge has ruled in this particular case. What's your response to that?
Well, we welcome the judgment. Everybody in the school community welcomes the judgment. We're particularly pleased that the judge ruled and was unequivocal in her ruling that the allegations about the school, the staff members, governors and parents were completely malicious, untrue and baseless.
Some people will say there must be some grain of truth in this.
Well, we were really pleased that the judge was unequivocal in saying that they were baseless and that there was no truth in any of the allegations or in any of the material that's been circulated quite widely now on the internet.
So how did it get out of control?
Well, I think that's a real issue now that we've got to think about, and that we've got to think about more widely in terms of the speed with which the internet spread the information.
And what else had they apparently told the police that you'd done?
They said that my two children, 8 and 9.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
They said that I'd sexually abused them. They'd said that we're killing babies. of shipping them in, and we were cooking. They were showing with their hand movements how I would get their hand on the knives, and we would cut the baby's neck, drain the blood, and then drink the blood. And it's just horrific upon horrific detail.
Tell me more stuff. Tell me about this cult that you're in.
This cult is because the first time we ever did it.
Did what?
First ever we saw Papa kill a baby, and me and we and Gabriel done. Then when they done sex to me and Gabriel.
Who did sex to you?
Papa, the others. When we just came.
Who was the others? Who was the others?
Mr. Hollings, Mrs. Forrest, all the parents and the teachers and Papa.
Can you give me the name of some of these parents and teachers, please?
Laura, Sophie, Sophie's mom. Yes, yeah, Sophie.
Laura who? Who is Laura?
Laura Hurlicar.
Who are the leaders of this cult?
Papa.
And who is Papa? Who is Papa?
Papa is my dad. He's Ricky. His name is Ricky Dearman, and he does really. He's the boss.
Of what?
The whole thing.
Of the what? Boss of what?
Of the whole cult. The whole Peter Fowl.
Was it abroad, you think, where your ex-partner and her new boyfriend filmed your children making these allegations, which were then uploaded onto the internet?
Yeah. What they did, they beat my kids.
And what do they do in this cult?
They do sex there, they kill babies.
Sex to whom?
They do sex to children, they do it to each other.
And what are the babies for? What do you get the
babies? The babies, we see the social services to do it, unfortunately. They get the babies from families who can't look after the baby and who don't want the baby.
Really?
Yes.
Social services, I find that difficult to believe.
Yes.
What's their name?
Richie, Richie, I don't know his surname, but it's Richie. His
the one who came to our house. And
he's your particular social, he's your social service, he's your worker that helps.
Yes, and Ella, the other lady who first
Polish
time,
Polish.
Yes, she came to our house.
So, you've come here with your mum, and do you live with your mum, do you?
Yes, I live with her.
So you live with your mum?
Yes.
And do you ever get to see your dad, do you?
My dad, Ricky.
Ricky, do you ever get to see him?
Every two Saturday, but actually, in fact, he lies to my mum, and he says that he just sees us every two Saturdays.
And do you see him every two Saturdays?
That's court orders.
Okay, so you see him every two Saturdays?
Nope, we see him every single day.
Every single day, and how do you do that?
He comes to our school.
Oh, does he? And what does he do at the school?
He does sex to us. He kills babies there.
Right.
We eat babies. We drink their blood.
Okay.
Because this is how we do it. So, like, on Wednesdays is the most special, busiest day is special.
Right, okay.
And Papa and me,
yeah,
they hold, either me or Gabriel hold on to the life. But he actually kills the baby because he puts his hand on our hand.
Okay.
So then he says to swing and then just chop off the baby's head off. But like stop straight away, like maybe for maybe so, like once, so you go like this one and then just leave a bit of space so it's still on the head. But it's just the blood is dripping in the bowl then. That's how we drain out the blood.
Okay, so you do that, blood's dripping. Does blood not go like everywhere?
No. We don't make that. We go like this. Like we don't just go like smash like that. We go like this. One like not so speedy.
Yeah.
Just like medium speed. Yeah. Instead of making those the children lunches, they give baby to the children.
They give baby to the children.
Yes, so they give, like, if they say there's spaghetti bolognese that day, they put a bit of baby meat in all the time.
And how do they make baby meat to use spaghetti
bolognese? Because they cut the baby, Mrs. Forsyke, the headmistress, she cuts the baby.
And what about all the bones and that?
Yes, yes. They keep the bones.
Where?
But
where do they go?
No, I know. But the bones, they don't just, like, keep them. They make stuff out of them.
Yeah.
And they all dance around with skulls on in the church there.
Okay.
So they have skulls, like, the teachers and the staff, they've got 20 skulls each.
And how do you know they've got 20 each?
Yes, because I counted once. They were like, there's one here, and then there's one here, and there's one on the neck here. Like, it looks like skulls everywhere, on the knees, on the elbows. It looks like armour.
Okay, so if I was to try and find these skulls, where would
yes.
I find them?
Yes, yes, in the church.
Where in the church? In the church?
So there's the secret rooms. They've got secret rooms.
Go on, tell me, how do I find the secret rooms?
So when you go in the secret rooms, because they hide it in loads of places. So
would you be able to help me find them, would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so but they just hide them anywhere. They just hide it, like, in one place, then they move to other place, then they move to other place. There's just...
It goes so underground.
Yes.
And what's in there underground?
So then we go underground, and after there's this little hallway, and on the right there's this door, and then there's the big, enormous secret room.
And what's in the secret room?
In the secret room, there's cupboards everywhere. Looks like everywhere. But then they do sex there too.
How do you know they do sex there?
Because they took me there to do sex.
Who took you there?
My father, Mr. Hollings, took me.
So you're who?
My father.
Your father, sorry. Okay, do you call him father or papa?
Papa.
Papa. So papa's taking you down there. And what did you do there?
So it's just like, so after you do sex there, so...
What
they
does
have
sex mean?
So like they have plastic, they buy plastic quillies.
Right. Okay.
Yes, and then they strap it on, and but they make sure they want plastic quillies. They don't want to use their real willies.
Why not?
Because it just doesn't hurt. They want to make sure it hurts.
Okay. So who's they? So Papa and who else?
Mr. Hollings, headmistress.
Okay. So Papa,
all the teachers.
Mr. Hollings, the headmistress.
Yes, Miss Marden, Mr. Fanoni, Mr. Gorge.
Okay. So who done it when you went to that house? Who was there?
So all the staff.
All the staff.
All the parents. You know, the parents of all the children. They all know about it. Right at the back of the classroom, they've got a little door, and it's just like a tiny little room. It's all stuffed with sweets, prizes, especially to pay the children with sweets to do sex to them.
Right.
So they pay them sweets, and then after they do what they want them to do.
Okay.
Because the children.
What children?
So there's children from our school, 200 children in our school. But it's not like all.
Okay.
There's 20 special children.
Who are these 20 special children?
There's Millie. She's a brown girl.
Millie who?
Millie Cowell.
Millie Cowell.
Yes.
Okay. So how do you know she's one of the 20 special children?
Because she comes and they do sex to her, mostly.
Who's they? Who's they?
The teachers, the parents, the staff, the social services who are in it.
Yeah.
So they go to families. So if the families can't afford, so they get a baby but they can't look after it or anything, they can't buy food. Or they can't buy clothes, they can't look after it. So they sell, the families who sell their children.
Yeah.
So the social services get them. They say they get them to a foster home, but they don't. They get the babies or the children, and then they get Miss Marden, our nurse in our school. She injects the child or baby in the neck just here though.
Right, okay. And how do you know that?
Because I saw her doing it.
My name's Steve, and I'm a policeman, and I work here at this police station. I haven't asked you your name, have I, and what your date of birth is. Can you tell us?
Gabriel.
And what's your second name, Gabriel?
You mean my surname?
Yes, your surname.
I'm Gabriel Grieva-Dearman.
Grieva-Dearman. Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
Yeah, 8. And what school do you go to?
The Christchurch Primary School.
Christchurch Primary School?
Yeah, it's in Hampstead.
Okay, so your dad told you, him and the Year 4 teacher at BFFs.
Yeah.
Okay, and when did he tell you that?
He told her when he was doing the sex to me, he does sex to me.
What does that mean, sex? What do you mean?
He touches me in the private. He
He touches me in a private room. He sticks a plastic willy in my bottom, and it bleeds then.
Okay. So.
Yes.
So, your dad does sex to you, and what that means is he touches your privates.
Yes.
And put a plastic willy.
In my bottom.
In your bottom.
When they stick a big plaster really in my bottom, and when it bleeds, if I cry, do you know those spaghetti spoons? Those metal ones. If I cry, he hits me on the head with it.
Okay.
But if I cry more, he hits me again. But if I cry more, the nurse teacher, Miss Marden, she injects in me, and a sleeping injection on my neck, and then I fell asleep straight away.
You said you didn't really like the party.
No, I hate it.
Why do you hate the party?
They hit me, they do all kind of stuff, and I'm a vegan. Who's that?
You said they hit me. Who's they? Who hit you?
My dad, all the teachers, my dad's friends.
And where did they hit
you? And also the parents do it too. And they're really mean to me, really mean, the parents.
Why are all these people so mean to you?
They like being mean to me.
Why? What have you done for them to be? I don't understand. Why would they be so mean to you?
I did nothing.
Okay. So.
And my dad made up a really strange religion.
Okay. Tell me about the party. Who hit you at the party?
And the parents do, should I tell you the name of the parents?
Were the parents at the party?
Yeah, and should I tell the children names?
Why was your mum not at the party if all the parents were at the party?
She doesn't do the sex to us.
Was she at the party?
Yeah, she know, no!
Why wasn't she at the party? Why didn't she get invited?
Because she doesn't touch us, she doesn't do sex to us.
Why wasn't she at the party?
Because she doesn't do sex to us.
My name is Ella Gareva. And I'm the mother of two children from Hampstead, Alisa and Gabrielle, who have been unlawfully removed from me on 9/11/2014. This is a high-profile case. The Hampstead case is a criminal case, which has been blatantly and shamelessly covered up by the British authorities. And we have more than enough documented evidence to prove it. The judgment of notorious High Court judge Anna Puffley was fraudulent, and in breach of several articles of human rights.
Can I add a piece to that? As a former police officer of 20 years, I had the opportunity of actually sitting with a mother in this case for 3 hours. I can absolutely tell you, with my experience of interrogation over a 20-year period, as a former detective sergeant, she was speaking 110% truth. I know there's been no investigation, there's been no proper police statement taken from this woman because of the way she's been harassed. I also know that we have child abuse in this country to epidemic levels. I was on Saturday sitting with a former MP from the Home Office who categorically stated to me that we've got now about 1 in 10 children being abused. And we have a police force that's in denial, and it's not you. I know that. It comes from senior levels. We now need to recognise this and start acting on it to change the ethos of what is wrecking so many children's lives and costing so much deprivation and degradation to the way we live on this planet.
I think it's worth telling our audience how far it got. Your children were interviewed on 3 separate occasions by the police. On the first and second occasion, they made the allegations about you.
Yes.
Abusing them, sexually abusing them, being the leader of this satanic cult. Yeah. Various other adults involved.
Yes.
Abused in all sorts of places, fast food restaurants, churches, swimming pools.
Swimming baths, yes.
It was on the third occasion that they were interviewed that they revealed, admitted, whatever word you want to use, that it was all made up.
Yes.
That they'd been forced to say these things by their mother's partner, or he threatened to hurt them.
Yes.
When you knew that your children had said these things we've been saying are all made up, what did you, how did you respond?
This I felt pleased about, because these are my kids.
We are here with a large delegation of people, and I am speaking on behalf of 1,000 children taken a month.
The father had always threatened to kill them if they were to talk. So the mother never knew why their behavior was as it was. But when they were up on holiday together, her partner observed that they were touching each other and themselves sexually. And he asked them, "Who taught you that?" And they said, "Papa." And that's how it began, that the children talked, and then they made a few videos, and they called me, the mother called me after the children had been taken into care and needed some help.
We are here crying for help. There are children screaming to be heard. If you don't hear those children scream, who will?
Why do you want to talk about this to us?
That the children should not have been put through this, and parents shouldn't be stopping another parent from seeing their children, regardless of what goes on or what dynamic goes on between mom and dad.
And Elo and those two children's case is not unique. I sat with her for 3 hours, and what she shared was 100% truth. And I know no police officers have properly investigated this. It's incumbent upon you, Sergeant, to make sure that that investigation starts fully and fairly.
How do you know they do sex there?
Because they took me there to do sex.
Who took you there?
My poor father, Mr. Hollings, took me. So,
oh, wow, that's, I said, like, guys, you've just won eBay's 2017 Business Award winners. There's this kind of moment of silence for 2 or 3 seconds, then there's this screaming. It's just really cool. It's bizarre. It really is bizarre. It's magical.
Okay, Ella. So basically what we investigated today, what we tested today, are the allegations of you training your children to have said what they said. Or if you knew anything about it, if you participate in any way in inducing your children, training your children, coaching your children in saying what they said. Okay? I can tell you the results of the test. Okay, after careful review, I can say that there is no deception, meaning that you pass the test.
Thank you so much.
That's just the result of the test.
Thank you.
You're welcome.